It's Helping Hand, an organization, topic, event in the community, offers assistance to the disabled and other folks who are in need. This week, After School All-Stars, and we learned about them first. Special Olympics Hawaii were our guests. We learned how After School All-Stars offer really significant companionship and educational support to Special Olympics. We're welcoming After School All-Stars President and CEO Dawn Dunbar and Program Director David Asato. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Dave.
First of all, Dave, thank you so much for having us back. We target 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in partnership with the Department of Education. 3 hours every day after school, 1 hour of mandatory academics or tutoring, 2 hours of either enrichment or health and fitness activities.
We have Waianae and Nanakuli, Dole Middle School, Kalakaua Middle School in Kalihi, Central Middle School, Jarrett Middle School, and Washington Middle School in the Honolulu area. And we also have 3 schools on the Big Island, Pahoa, Keaau Middle School, and Kau Intermediate.
How does it arrive?
When families call us, we always mention to them to go talk to their principal and inquire about what kind of after-school programming they have. It all comes down to funding, and so really we want to work with the DOE so that we can have substantial funding when we start up a program. Multi-year funding to get up and running. Usually after 3 years is when the principals and the families really recognize the benefit in terms of attendance. They have to go to school in order to come to after-school, and then also some academic gains in terms of testing and grades. We have a substantially high chronic absenteeism rate in our Title I schools, where a majority of the kids are in the free and reduced lunch program. Our whole objective is to target some of those disadvantaged communities to see how we can help.
Either a company or individuals can also make contributions to assist in this.
Oh, absolutely. We welcome any contributions, donations.
And it could be a corporate thing. Sponsor After School All-Stars in blank school.
Yes. KPMG recently came in to sponsor a program we're doing at Central Middle School. And so we have a mentorship fellowship program where our students are able to go to the offices of KPMG and they're doing some neat activities related to technology.
We also do have a lot of sports classes, reinforcing things like teamwork, leadership, sportsmanship.
Which is more than sport.
Yeah.
From Special Olympics, they told me, your program lines up kids to work with developmentally challenged and intellectually challenged individuals.
When we started off, we did want students with and without disabilities being a part of this program. But when Special Olympics came along, that helped to take it to a whole new level, to be able to really reach out to students with disabilities, just to see the interactions between the students with and without disabilities, the level of respect that they have for each other. In fact, in our program, you really cannot tell who the students with disabilities are. That's really neat to see, the inclusiveness. All disabilities. We do have physical disabilities as well.
You've got kids from the general education population helping in a collaborative effort with students who are otherwise in a special ed version of school?
That is correct. Supporting each other, creating friendships.
You're fostering relationships that conceivably will change the way the general ed students perceive of disabled people forever.
It really does change their confidence in their character. And it's not only confidence for students without disabilities, it's confidence for students with disabilities.
Just being able to see at these tournaments where we have the general needs with the special needs children as a team, supporting each other, cheering each other on. They're all out there cheering for each other and they're one team.
How can people help you?
One of the things that we're always looking for is good people to work with us. We have a saying that the kids come for the programs, but they stay for the staff. Anyone that has a specific interest or hobby that they want to be able to share. We do a lot of training. It is a unique program. It's very structured. There are rules and they have to come every day and we're building upon stuff. We're doing projects and so they're going to want to be able to attend and come so that they can finish that project at the end.
You're teaching responsibility.
Correct.
Grades 6, 7, and 8. You get those kids to look at someone in a wheelchair or who suffers from any disability and treat them 100% normal, that's a form of responsibility.
One thing that we are looking for at this point are guest speakers. So anybody who wants to come in and share what they do with these students, it would be greatly appreciated.
You're offering a lot of roadmaps to ways people can help. For folks who are inspired, maybe they want to help get After School All-Stars in a school in their community, or they have a way they want to help, 734-1314, ASASHawaii.org, info@ASASHawaii.org, @HawaiiPublicRadio.org. We have all of our Helping Hand features archived online, and that includes the full interview and all of their contact information. After School All-Stars, President and CEO Dawn Dunbar, Program Director David Asato. Critical things that are coming up or that you want to get out there? I love it when it's quiet like that.
And again, like Don said at the beginning, I mean, we just really appreciate this exposure because there are a lot of people working very hard to make this happen, and it's great. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.